Masechet Shabbos, Daf Beis Amud Aleph, Yitzias HaShabbos, Hotzos Shem Rishus to Rishus, Hamuris to Shabbos, the taking out from one Rishus to another Rishus that's said by Shabbos, so Gemara Mefarish, Gemara will explain that Hachnasos Namika Kari Yitzias, that bringing something in is also called taking something out, Hoyle Moitzim Rishus to Rishus, since you are taking out from one Rishus into another. Shtaim Shehen Arba, Loisin Oimdim Bifnim, Shtaim, Minatera, those who are standing inside the house, there's two which are from the Torah, Hutzava Hachnasa, taking out and bringing in. The Balabais of the one who is the Balabais standing inside. Perakazarik, Bereshe, beginning of Perakazarik, Nafkalon, we learn it, Abnim, Yitzam, Moshe, Be'eriru, Kol, B'machane, Moshe told people not to bring things from their houses to the Machne Leviyah. Lo tapikum Rishus HaYochah, Rishus HaRabim. Don't take things out from Rishus HaYochah to Rishus HaRabim. Lehevi nedob l'machne Leviyah, to bring things to the Machne Leviyah, which was the Rishus HaRabim. Yom HaShabbos Haya, and that was in Shabbos, because the Yol of Hasam, as we learn over there. Vel shtayim elu chayav chattas, and these two, there is a chayav chattas, al shigagosel, if he does it with negligence. Vel zodoinu karis, and if it's done mezid, there's a chayav karis. Vel asraso, and if it's intentional with warning by witnesses, then there would be skila. And so too by all other malachos of Shabbos. Shehein arba midivrehem, that these are the rabbanon hosipul shnayim, they add another two, lesso lechachila, to tell you lechachila not to do it. Vim also, but if you do, and you're potter, l'kayim mefarsh v'alahu v'azel. And as you go further, it will be explained. V'shtayim shehein dalad b'chutz, shtayim in hater, there's two midireisa, hoitzova hachnasa da'ani ha'omi b'chutz, the taking out and bringing in of the ani, the poor person standing outside the house. V'shtayim midivrehem, and two which are rabbinic, Hishem HaMalacha Nasas Ayideh Shneim, when the Malacha is done by both of them, Zeh Oikir Vezeh Menich, that one of them picks it up, and the other one's going to put it down, Lechatchilitz Aser to do this, Vim Aser, but if they did it, it's Pater, then they are exempt. Kedil of the Gemara, as we'll learn in the Gemara, Shneim Shasu, Paturim, the two people who do a Malacha, are exempt. Poshet Ha'ani Es Yado, V'chayf Etz B'socha, there is an object inside his hand, V'nasan Socha Yado, the Balabais, the Ovele Akira, Bereshus Arabim, that he picked it up in the public domain, and he did the putting it down in the private domain. The object, and put it in Rishus HaRabim, he did the picking it up in the private domain, and then putting it down in the Rishus HaRabim. She'asa malacha shleima, he did a complete malacha of Harish Taim in the Torah, lo'omid b'chutz. Now we have given an example of two cases that are midiraisa, the one standing outside. Balabayis potter legami, he's completely potter. Afil lechatchila mutter, even lechatchila be mutter him to do this. Tohal lav midi, all he's not doing anything. Vachim mefarsh v'gemar, and so to be explained in the Gemara. Pasha balabayis is chayv harishtayim in the Torah lo'omid b'fnim. Now we're given two cases of somebody standing inside where there would be a chiv midiraisa. Pasha the ani is. The oved le akira, he did the picking it up. V'natal balabayis misoch, and the balabayis takes it from him. V'hinich b'fnim, puts it down inside. V'ovid le balabayis hanocha, and balabayis did the putting it down. Oshinasan l'soicha, the ovid le balabayis akir, here the balabayis did the picking it up. V'hoitzi ani v'hinich, and the ani took it out and put it down. Shnei peturin shalom osa ha'echon malacha shleima, because you don't have one person doing a complete malacha. Aval asurin lasas kein l'chadchila, there also l'chadchila to do this. Shema yivol kol echa v'echa lasas malacha shleima v'shabbos, lest one of them do a complete malacha on Shabbos, harishtayim midivrayim. We now have two cases of midirabanan of Isser. Achas the ani, one for the ani b'chutz standing outside. Achas the balabayis b'fnim, and one for the balabayis inside. Im taim harishtayim hein, it's really two, l'kol echod v'echod, to each one. Why? Because you have an akira la'ani v'akira la'balabayis. You have the picking up that the ani does, and the picking up that the balabayis does. And hanocha la'ani v'hanocha la'balabayis. Pulling down that the ani does, and then pulling down that the balabayis does. The Kaiman Parakla, we're going to ask this question later in the Gemara. Umashani, they're going to answer the Lochoshev Elakir is only counting, picking it up. Why Shein Tchilas the Malach? It's the beginning of Malach. And now we could be afraid that perhaps he will finish the Malacha and thereby complete a Malacha by himself. Gemara. Tanan Hasan, Bimesechashvus. Shvus Shtaim, Shvus Shal Bitui. The Shuas Bitoi, which is the Hara Olahetiv, to not do something or to do something. Shtayim Hein, there's two. L'Eschayiv Aleim, Karban Oilo V'Yorid. They're going to give be Mechayiv in violating them, Karban Oilo V'Yorid, which is a carbon which you bring depending on, which carbon you bring depending on how wealthy you are. Omer B'Parsha, they're mentioned in the Parsha, the Nafki, Min L'Hara Olahetiv, they learned out from the words it says, L'Hara Olahetiv. The Mashma L'Haba, which implies something in the future, oichel to eat, below oichel or not to eat. Shehin arba yeshal chol rabbos od shtayim. you can include two other ones, Miriboy Akasa from the Riboy of the Kasa, the Cholasher Yibate Ha'adam, any person will say, L'Rabos includes the Sha'aber, something in the past. Achalti, I ate, V'lo Achal, or I didn't eat, V'lo Achal, and he didn't eat, Lo Achalti, I didn't eat, V'lo Achal, and he ate. Daf Beis, Amud Beis. Yidiyas Hatuma, Hamuris Be'Karbon Olav Yared, which are said by also a carbon olive yared, which is a carbon which you bring, depending on your wealth, what you bring. O nefesh kisiga, or person who touches. Ramin Masechah Shavuos, when we say Masechah Shavuos, she'ena kosa medaber elaba tumas mikdash v'kadoshav. Where the pasuk is talking about tumo, which has to deal with the mikdash, the base of mikdash, and kadoshav, and the carbonos. Shalachar shenitma, after the person became tummy, achol kodesh, he ate something which was hektish, or nichnas the mikdash, or he entered the base of mikdash. The afiyan hasam, when we learn over there, she'enim b'schayev, the person does not become chayev, eli b'yidiyah, t'chila b'yidiyah, b'sofa, helim b'yitayim. He had to know that he became tummy, and he forgot, then ate the carbon, and then remembers afterwards what happened. Kugoyin, she'yodah shenitma, he knew he became tummy, even nelami menu tumma, he forgot to become tummy, v'achol kodesh, and he ate something that was a carbon. After he ate yada she'achlo betumah, he remembers that he ate it while he was tummy. There's two hand. There's two cases. Mashmoyis akasa from the implications of the words of the pasuk. V'nela mimendu v'hu tummy, and he forgot and he was tummy. Mashmosh v'nela mimendu tumah, that he forgot tumah. Avol zacharhu she'achal kodesh, but he knows that he ate something kodesh. V'shizet mikdash, and that this was the base of mikdash. Harish time. That is two cases. Helam tumah, forgetting about tumah legabe kodesh with regard to the karbanos. The helam tumo, the gami mikdash, and forgetting tumo with regard to the base of mikdash. Shehein arba yesh lechol rabos od shtayim. You can learn out another two. Meriboy from the riboy, which says vinelam vinelam base pamim. It says the word vinelam twice. The rabos is a zochel tumo. He remembered that he was tummy avon nelam imenu kodesh, but he forgot that what he was eating was the carbon. Kusar v'shachulin hin, he thought it was chulin ul nelam imenu mikdash, or he did not remember that what that place that he was entering was the base of mikdash. Maris negoyim li tamei behen, to become tamei through these negas saras. Shnayim hein se'esu beharis, there's two, which is the se'esu beharis. Shehein arba meribuy sepachas, for the riboy of sepachas, shehu mashma tefilo, which implies something which is like secondary. Kamo safcheni no al achas. Marba tefilo v'lezu, you learn something secondary to each one. Tolda le se'es, v'tolda le beharis, you have a tolda to a seis, and they told it to the beharis. V'shanu chachamim beharis azak hashelag. A behemis is strong like snow, meaning the coloring is strong like white snow. Shniela is kaseda heichal, like the plastering of a heichal. Seis is katsemer lovan, like white wool. And shniela and sekatu is kakrum beitza, like the white of an egg. Mar is the lashon zacher. Who is the lashon male? V'shemachri tani shnayim shehindal. Therefore, it says shnayim instead of shtayim, which turns into four. 20 ovels were told us, yitzias v'achnasos, going out and coming in, sheyitzias ovels, and the yitzias are the ovels. Why do me'yaviru kol b'machaneh? Because it's learned out from that pasuk, and lo mashma ela hotzas, it's talking about taking something out. Lo mashma ela hotzas, ela misvar arminon, it's only mashma hotzas, ela misvar arminon, and from logic, we say, michti, 1 second, rishus rishus kopit, that which the Torah cares about is taking, moving from one rishus to another. So mali afuki and mali iyuda, what difference does it make if we take it out or we bring it in? Tarti havyon, the ani with the balabais, one of the ani and one of the balabais, umay shehen arba de katani hosam. What is it that these two can turn into four that we're saying over there? Mehen lechiv, mehen lepater. But Tor, she yitzias the ani with the balabais lechiv, the taking out of the ani in the balabais, it will be a chayiv. Shtayim shel patur, and there'll be yitzis, two types of yitzis which are patur. Shtei akiros shel hotso, two picking up something and taking it out. Can go and push a balabayis yodo malei the chutz. For example, the balabayis sticks his hand full of something to outside, but not the oni mitocha, and then oni takes it from him. Hari patur shel balabayis the kachoshevle. We are now mentioning the exemption that the balabayis has. Tanamas kachoshevle tanamasis. The Hanan Mishnah is mentioning who going pashet ha'ani yado reikanis lefnim. If the ani sticks his empty hand inside, v'nasam balabayis asoch, and the balabayis puts something in it, hari patur sheni shel hotza. That is a second case of patur of taking out. Shu asal lechatchila, but that's something which is asal lechatchila the gazrina, because we have the gazera shemiyasa hanocha alakirosa, because we're afraid that he'll come to do a putting down together with that which he picked up, which will be a complete malacha, and he would become chayim. V'hainu shehin dal dekatani hasim. That would be the example of what explanation of what it means when it said over there in Shavuos that the two became four. Hadim in the maris. The goyim katani la. Because whichever one that you became tamei in them and then went into the base of Mikdash, you would be chayiv. This is why we're asking for Maris Negoyim. With regard to Shavuos and Yedius Atuma Plutzahi, there's a machlekas over there. That by Shavuos you're only chayiv in something in the future. And by knowledge of the Tumah also, there's a man diomer, Einu chayiv el al helam Tumah, you only become chayiv if you have forgotten about becoming tummy. As we'll explain later, two cases of taking out, and two cases of bringing in. And all of them are for a chiyuv, for an individual, one single person who did them. On the levado, the poor person on his own, or the rich owner, house owner on his own. Yitzios ketani, the mashma hotza, it said yitzios, it means to say it says yitzios, which implies taking something out. Therefore, the Gemara is asking, "Hi, michiyuve ketani? Which of the obligations are you talking? Al korcha ki yitzias l'chudayu. It must be that you're only talking about taking things out. But tartihu, the havin, there's only two cases. Mashani, hechnosos nami ketani v'hadayu, that we're also referring to taking things in, because that is also considered and called taking out. And over later in the Daf Ayin Gimel, when it mentions all of the malachos, it uses this list, hamoitzim rishus rishus, that is the language used in the Mishnah. We're forced to say that it's also talking about taking things in, because as our Mishnah says, ani chayiv, the ani becomes chayiv, because tani hamoitzim says one taking out, uses that word of hamoitzi, taking out. Masnis in the Hocha over our Mishnah over here, Nami Deka also is implied. The way the Hachnas and Nami Kari Hotzal, that taking in is also called taking out. Why? The Gitani Yitzias, Valkarchach, Lo Motzis Mefarish, Lo Yitzias, Lo Chodayel Kamer. Anywhere it's impossible to explain it only as talking about taking something out. Umay Shehein Arba is Chiyuve Upituri. And that which it says that the two equals turns into four is talking about things which you're Chayiv on and things which you're Potter on. The Mefarish Hachnas Bereshit. Because immediately, or after using the word Yitzias, it explains something of Hachnach of taking it in. The Ketani, it says, Ketzad, how? Pashat ha'ani es yada lifnim, that the ani sticks his hand inside, the hainu hachnasa, which is an example of bringing something in. The Ketani labe pirusha di Yitzias. And it's being said over as the explanation for the word taking out. Yitzias. Amo, we see, hachnasa nami kari lahotza. The hachnasa is also called taking out. Rava amar, the kasha the chalishin the yitzia, you were bothered by the question of the language that said taking out, bein hacha bein hasim, whether over here in Shabbos or in Shavuos, rishuyus katani, it's talking about domains. Rishuyus shtayim, the domains are two, rishus hayochid versus harabim, the private domain and the public domain. Shehin arba biftim, which comes out to four cases inside, kolaymer, which means to say, v'al yedein yesh lecha arba yisurim biftim, uknegdem b'chutz, that through these two domains, you'll have four different prohibitions happening, Yisurim happening inside, and four, and corresponding outside as well. Umehen lechiv, umehen leftur, and some of those they will be chayiv on, and some of them they will be potter, but it will be potter aval aser. And that which is the Masech HaShavuos is only referring to the ones that you were chayiv on, as we said earlier. Tartis Rehavin, Arba'o Chiyuve, there's four of Chiyuve, Tamanya Peturi, and there's eight which they're exempt in. Shtei Akiros La'ani, two cases where the Ani is picking something up, below Hanacha without putting it down, Mishtei Hanachos below Akira, and two cases of the Ani putting down without picking up, Vechen Labalabais, and so to the for the Balabais. Therefore, you have four of the Ani and four of the Balabais, which is eight plus the four, which they were Chayvin, which would be 12. Kagoyim Peshet Ha'ani Es Yodo, Malaya Lefnim, for example, when the Ani sticks his hand full of something, holding on to something inside, the not the balabais we took, when the balabais takes from it, Hari Akira la'ani, that's the picking up of the ani, b'handach la'balabais, and putting down by the balabais. Oshinos in the secha, b'hoitzi, or the balabais puts something in his hand and he takes it out, Hari Akira la'balabais, that's the balabais picking up, b'handach la'ani, and the ani putting down. V'chein poshet balabais, so too if the balabais is sticking out his hand full of something, k'detani la, as we explained it already. Shesari Havion, it's 16. The Ikal Mechshim Nami Hanech Beturi Demasnu Gabi Chiyuvi Haani Chayev Balbai is Potter. Because you can count also these cases that were, it was Potter, which we said earlier, where the ani was chayiv and the bayis was potter. Chayim bala bayis chayiv, and so too, where we said the bala bayis was chayiv, the ani potter and the ani was
potter.